It's the Mix Morning Show.
After an exhaustive experiment, James Cameron admits that Jack might have been able to survive at the end of Titanic, but he adds that there are a lot of variables. Still, if he could go back, he would make the piece of floating debris smaller, so there's no debate. Thanks, James.
Whoa, he'd still kill him.
I would have killed him off sooner, and the movie would have been half as long. Fell off a boat, landed on a dinghy, done. We're out. Titanic 2 next year.
Oh, God.
He turned blue. He was so cold. Avatar.
Oh, my God.
October is National Women's Small Business Month, and Mix FM is gearing up to spotlight all of our leading ladies in the Wabash Valley.
These women mean business, and we can't wait to share their stories and advice with you.
So you're only the second ISU grad to be president and the first female president at Indiana State. How proud does that make you? You're part of history, actually, making history.
I'm really thrilled to sit in both of those seats and wear the hats that those bring with it. And interestingly enough, it's been 100 years since another alum was president. So that's the one that I'm really delighted. And the first woman, you know, I said to my colleagues coming in 2018, it's about time, isn't it? It's 2018. So, you know, I always say it's not so much to be the first. Let's make sure I'm not the last.
Now, this is something very special and close to your heart, Shelley. Obviously, Greg was your brother, which unfortunately his passing, we look back at his legacy and his life. And this is what spawned Project Never Broken.
It was to honor and memorialize his life and legacy.
Shelley, I've seen this grow in the last year.
We brought a National Law Enforcement Survival Summit to Terre Haute. Awesome. Specifically, it brought law enforcement, first responders, military from all across the country to Terre Haute. And that was very intentional because of, you know, what we've experienced is something that other communities are experiencing. And we want to kind of lead the way in hope, help, and healing, which is very much the mission of Project Never Broken, to boldly support law enforcement through hope, help, and healing while honoring the resiliency of humanity.
A city in the Netherlands had to put up signs at a nude beach reminding people, it's okay to be naked, but stop having sex, please.
Oh.
Nothing more annoying than being on a nude beach and then seeing that. Shocker. I mean, you'd accidentally trip and that would happen on a nude beach.
The Mixed Morning Show.
We live in probably the stupidest time in history. Proving, well, Elon Musk would like to fight Mark Zuckerberg in a cage fight. Well, it's gone to a new level.
We've been hearing about this. When is it actually going to happen?
Well, I don't know now because Elon Musk now has challenged Mark Zuckerberg in a literal measuring contest.
Wow.
And that's where we're at now.
You know, I think both boys just need a timeout.
I don't think Mark's doing anything. Just sitting there going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not taking up for either one of these guys, but a measuring contest?
That's ridiculous.
And that's your weird news?
I thought maybe you were going to say that he wanted to fight him and his wife in the cage.
No, it's just a sword fight.
Mix FM.